Pineapple Pizza Podcast discusses the histories, cultures, and beliefs of regions around the world.
These stories often contain mature and sometimes disturbing content that may not be suitable for all audiences.
Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to Pineapple Pizza Podcast, where we serve up slices of mythology, cryptozoology, and urban legends. It's an interesting combination of flavors. Weird, but it works. Today's special is a midweek terrifying tidbit. I'm your hostess, Enchantress, and with me are the haunting and hilarious Ashleese and Elvira. Welcome, ladies. You sound like a ghost cow.
What's up?
Spooky as always. Are your taste buds prepared for a dish that is truly out of this world?
Yes.
I'll eat some space. Let's do it.
Good answer.
Space pizza. Is it galactic pizza?
Intergalactic planetary.
Intergalactic danger. Okay, no. Boys, stop. Don't do it.
Today's bite is a special straight from Thailand known as the Scarecrow of Chiang Rai.
Ooh.
Early on the morning of August 31st, 2005, 10 residents of the tiny village of Hue Nam Rock claimed to have witnessed a strange being hovering over a rice and lemongrass field. The creature was described as having a large, bald head, large, blood-red eyes, a tiny mouth, and large ears. Its yellow-skinned, armless body was small, only estimated to be about 30 inches, a little over 70 centimeters tall, and its small legs tapered to points. It was on tippy-toes, dancing to the sugar plum fairies. No tutu, though, unfortunately. The first witness to report the strange apparition was Sawang Bunrachasak, who spied it above the field as he rode by on his bicycle around 8:30 that morning. His initial impression was that someone had placed a robotic or animatronic scarecrow into the field for some reason. That is, until the creature turned and nodded its head at him.
Creepy AF. Oh my god. Why?
And it leveled him with a stare that seemed as though it was asking for help.
And then he was like,
I got no arms. Where'd my arms go?
After screaming like a little girl, not really, but maybe, he went to find other members of the village and relayed his story, after which multiple villagers did the absolute worst thing. They rushed to the scene, only to discover the creature still there floating above the field. So Wang and multiple other witnesses watched it just kind of loiter above the field like a little loiterer for about an hour until about 10:30 that morning.
So they're just sitting there staring at this thing for 2 hours?
Like some creepy motherfuckers, yes.
What's it gonna do? Is it gonna do something?
That's when the being stretched, turned jet black, and disappeared. Some said it shot into the sky like a rocket, leaving aerial skid marks in its wake. No, but that would be funny.
Skid marks. I'm a 12-year-old boy.
While others insisted it became a bright, glowing ball that just hovered in the sky. Skid marks and balls. It was an interesting day. Theories on what it might be or what it appeared to be abounded. Some likened it to an animated or robotic doll, potentially due to jerky movements, while others thought it might be a ghost or apparition. Some even said it appeared to be a child, though I want to know where they've ever seen a big-headed, yellow-skinned, floating child before, because that's new to me.
And didn't have any arms.
And it walked on points.
Tippy toes. That is one weird child. But of course, the most logical explanation was aliens.
It's always aliens.
Of course. I'm wondering if anybody had hair sticking up. I don't know.
Aliens.
You gotta do the hands.
Aliens.
There it is. Crushed it.
Investigator Kitika Sem Ratana... Ratana...
Ratatouille.
Investigator Kitika Sem Ratanakosa visited the scene and interviewed witnesses who claimed that floating fire had rained from the sky the night before the sightings began. Ominous, for sure. However, a resident of a nearby village came forward and suggested that it might have just been a floating doll. Where the heck did he get this idea, you might ask? Apparently, prior to the sightings, he had found a helium-filled doll stuck in a tree, and he thought, hey, ducks and chickens will hate this thing. I'ma use it as a scarecrow, okay?
Oh, okay, so it's Mr. Garrison from South Park?
It absolutely is.
It's easy, okay?
It's easy, okay?
Don't do drugs, okay?
Aw. There go my plans.
He said it was an approximately 3 foot tall, greenish orange, don't know what that color is, doll turned scarecrow with tiny arms and legs and a large head with distinct eyes, nose, and mouth. But how could this thing that only sort of resembles the yellow-skinned, armless, noseless, large-eared creature seen in the field get from this man's vegetable garden to the rice field all by itself?
The wind.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
Two nights before the sightings began, a large, violent storm swept through the area. And following the storm, he found his scarecrow had wandered away.
It's the wind.
It's the wind.
It was like, I'm out.
Oh, no. Help me. I'm floating.
It sounds like Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill. Oh, no.
Well, it has a tiny mouth, right? How much noise can it make?
It's not like it had arms to be like, help me.
Jazz hands.
Oh, no.
Jazz feet.
Yeah, but it only has voice. Jazz points.
It just clogs like the Irish.
Jazz points.
An Irish jig.
Oh my god, I'm not going to be able to stop saying jazz points.
Jazz points.
These are not spirit fingers.
These
are spirit fingers. And these are gold. All right, I'm done.
And this has been a diversion. Once sightings were shared in the news, he assumed the wind had taken the doll, as you did, and that was what had terrified these poor villagers. This declaration led many to cry hoax. However, the witnesses steadfastly stood by their stories, claiming the manner in which the creature had moved would suggest it possessed some kind of intelligence.
I flew here on purpose.
And boy, are my arms tired. But he doesn't have any arms.
No, because they fell off. I'm fine. If you just think about it, it's like totally tracks. So
it's totally on point.
Both of its points.
Later, when shown a picture of the doll, every last witness, down to the man, said it did not resemble what they had seen in the field that fateful morning. Perhaps at a distance, the villagers' eyes had deceived them. Perhaps it was a sad, creepy little humanoid balloon that was running low on helium. Or maybe, just maybe, they witnessed a sighting of a truly unique species unknown to science. We may never know. And that is the ghostly scarecrow of Chiang Rai. What do you ladies think of this scarecrow?
I like how you're going like this.
My thinking face.
I think sometimes when you see a floating thing, you have to grab that floating thing by its points.
I'll never let go, Jack. I'll never let go.
Shout out to my Arrested Development peeps. You gotta grab that yellowish area by its points.
If it was a balloon, I like the idea of it being a balloon where, like, the reason it disappeared was it somehow, like, popped and it just went
Whee! It just like flew away somewhere after Ott.
That would be amazing.
I love it. That's what happened.
And the skid marks were the little puffs of air behind it.
What if it was a SpongeBob balloon?
Just went...
God.
My stomach hurts so much. That was my ab workout for the day.
Ingredients for this dish were sourced from an article on Mysterious Universe entitled The Strange Case of a Floating Alien Humanoid in Thailand, and an article on ChiangRaiTimes.com dated June 30th, 2011, entitled The Crow of Chiang Rai. No. Entitled The Scarecrow of Chiang Rai, not The Crow.
I like that movie, though. It's real good.
Nevermore!
Well, I think it's about time to close up the restaurant for the night. Thank you for visiting our beautiful pizzeria and enjoying a slice of ghostly scarecrow. Pineapple Pizza Podcast, spooky and chilling. Not everyone understands our ghoulishness, but we're glad that you do? Question mark?
If you're enjoying the show and you'd like to help support us, check out our TeePublic shop for some amazingly fun and funny merch.
Or if you want to do a one-time donation, you can do that on buymeacoffee.com and buy us a fresh slice, because we can never get enough
of basically anything, if we're being honest.
If you absolutely love the show and you want to check out some fantastic bonus content, you can become a donor on Patreon and earn all kinds of amazing benefits. We have 3 tiers to accommodate almost any budget.
The $3 Mythbuster, $7 Cryptid Hunter, and $15 Storyteller.
Become a patron today and start enjoying all the perks and extra content right away.
Don't forget, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at PineApPizzaPod. That's PineApPizzaPod.
You can also send us questions, comments, and topic ideas at PineApPizzaPod@gmail.com. Remember, there's the 2 P's in app. Otherwise, you're emailing someone else, and I don't want to be held responsible for that.
Thanks for stopping in for some deliciously weird morsels, and just remember, no matter how you slice it,
you're awesome,
and we love you.